Morning.
Morning.
Happy New Year. For those of you who didn't stay out late and showed up, welcome. For those of us who did stay out late and showed up. Today, our Pastor Schaff is still on vacation, so if you see him here incognito, he'll be surrounded by small children. So, Pastor Myers is with us today for service. Pastor Myers is not feeling well, so he doesn't want to have direct contact. So during the service, I'll be giving the bread instead of himself. So that'll be a change. If you see me coming towards you with a piece of bread, don't panic. We're okay.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name that given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Glory to you.
The text for this morning are the gospel lesson from the second chapter of Luke and the Old Testament lesson from the sixth chapter of Numbers. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, as we begin a new year, think about the day that you were born. You were utterly and totally dependent upon your mom and your dad. You were dependent upon them for every aspect of your life. They did all the work to provide what you needed. They provided the food and fed you. They changed your diapers. They provided a home for you. They comforted you whenever you cried out in distress, and they protected you from harm and danger. It's estimated that the cost of raising a child today is $250,000. In California, that's $286,000. Yet, you never received a bill for all of their work on their behalf. Why? Because you belong to them. And you bear their name. It's the same with you in your relationship with God. Think of the day that you were baptized, either as an infant or as an adult. Then and now, you are totally dependent upon God for everything that you need in this new spiritual life with Him. Every aspect of that life, won for you by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Not only did God do all of the work to make it possible for you to be saved, He does all the work necessary to make that salvation yours, to keep you in the faith, by providing the very means for you to hear His word, to receive His gifts in the sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper. He washed your dirty diapers in the waters of baptism. And every time you return to those waters in confession and absolution, He once again cleanses you. He hears your prayers and He comforts you with His word. He feeds you with His very body and blood. And He made His house your home. The life with God and with one another you now have in the family of God costs Jesus His life. Yet you will never receive a bill from God. And why? Because you belong to Him and because you bear His name. All this comes from receiving God's name. And that's what we see today on this day of circumcision and naming of our Lord, that God blesses us with everything he is and everything that he has through his name. God gives us his blessings, and only through his name. This day matters perhaps more than we realize, not just thinking of it as New Year's, but on this day, 1 week after Christmas Day, or by Jewish counting, 8 days after Jesus was born, he was circumcised, as all Jewish boys were and are. And on that occasion, he was also given his name according to custom. That's significant, because he was given the name God had given him, just as the angel had instructed Mary and Joseph. Jesus, God's own son, was given God's name. And remember what God's name given to this child means. Jesus, God saves, or Savior. It's no coincidence that on this day that he was named, he was also circumcised, shedding the first drops of blood, which was a foreshadowing of the spilling of his blood eventually on the cross. Having God's name means that you and I have a special relationship with God. Just as having our parents' name means we have a special relationship with them. Looking back on this past year, we know we've often not been worthy of that name. Just a quick review of the Ten Commandments. We'll point out the greed, the covetousness, the murder that we have committed by word. That review hits our dishonoring of God's name and mistrust of his care, as well as a lingering lack of forgiveness, which hits us every time we pray the Lord's Prayer. As a father, God doesn't ignore the sins of his children. He points them out. He makes us aware that we are sinners in need of forgiveness, and not just to make us feel bad, but so that we look to him for forgiveness. Through the shed blood of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, he forgives the sins of all of those who bear his name, little Christ, Christian. Having God's name means everything, because outside of the name of Jesus, there is no salvation, and we're under the curse of sin and death. As we have sung and as we have already prayed today, there is no salvation under anyone else, under any name given under man, other than that name of Jesus. Even the epistle today reminds us, in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. God gives us his blessings by putting his name upon us. Oh, last night we celebrated an ending, perhaps in some festive ways, but today and every Sunday, we hear an ending even more worthy of celebration. Oh, you know the words very well. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. It was in the wilderness for the children of Israel that God said to Moses, speak these words so I can put my name upon my people. God authorizes his servants also the very same way today, to put his name on his people. Pastors are called and ordained to say whatever the Lord says. They're kind of put in that place of Moses and Aaron. And the Lord tells them to speak those familiar words of the benediction. That's the way we end the service every week. And when the pastor does this, the Lord promises, so shall they put my name upon my people, and I will bless them. Did you catch that? I will bless them. It's what God says. I will bless them. And when a pastor speaks God's name on you, this blessing is a certainty. I will bless them. And God says, all of those sins of the past year, they are forgiven. And as you march into this new year, it's not New Year's resolutions that are important. What is important is that you live every day under his forgiveness. God will bless us with his name. So every time you invoke the name of God, whether you do it with the pastor in the divine service, or you do it in your own daily prayers, you have God's ear. And he gives and he bestows his blessings in his name. Our divine service today began in his name. And all the time that he has you here collected together, you have been receiving the benefits of his name. You hear his word. And you're going to receive his very body and blood. These blessings include forgiveness, goodness, his very life that conquers death, his peace that passes all understanding. And before you leave, he will bless you one more time as he sends you out so that the blessings of his name has its way in your very lives. In Jesus' name, amen.